This is Bird Note. Ralph Hoffman began his account of the common poor will 80 years ago. When a traveler in summer has made camp and is lying on his blankets watching some favorite star, the first faint poor will floats across from the opposite hillside. The bird seems like a disembodied spirit, and it is with surprise that we come upon one in the dusk, sitting in the trail, or making short leaps into the air in pursuit of insects. The common poor will of the West is close kin to the larger, more familiar whippoorwill, east of the Great Plains. Its capacious mouth is rimmed with sensitive bristles, ideal for capturing insects. In summer, in the West, poor wills call from canyons at the deep end of dusk. And the common poor will's greatest claim to fame? It was the first bird confirmed to hibernate, based on evidence verified in 1946. Since then, we've learned that Lewis and Clark, in 1804, happened upon a hibernating poor will. And that for centuries, the Hopi Indians have called the poor will Hochko, or the sleeping one. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.